Are you ready to find, hone, and use your own voice in creative ways to share your story? Welcome to A Mad Vox, a podcast that gives you tools to do just that. I'm your host, Madeline Wright. You ready to make your inner kid proud? Let's begin.
Hello, and welcome back to A Mad Vox podcast, NaNoWriMo edition. This is the 26th day of NaNoWriMo, and today is the day that you realize that you are going to crush your goal. Why is that? Well, it's pretty clear if we just check the forecast. Let me look out my window. Oh, yep, there's a creative storm brewing. You can probably already feel it in your bones. If you can't, then I'll describe what I see. Oh yeah, it's pretty cloudy. Perfect writing weather, actually. The sky is full of these clouds ready to burst with creativity that will flow all around you, ready to feed you with inspiration to get you through the last of your story, if you're in the know. How do you know? I'm glad you asked. Here are three ways to know that you are going to crush NaNoWriMo. Number one, know that you've seen it happen. All around the world, writers are placing their 50,000th word and zipping over the finish line. You know what to do. You want to do it. You've mentally worked it all out. Writer, at this point, you're just following the proven playbook, and nothing's going to stop you now. Number two, know that it's a done deal in your mind. Visualize the main plot points of your novel, your characters, and their quests. You know the result of the biggest challenges they've had to meet and overcome. It's all downhill from here. Number three, know that you are the hero of your own story, and that story is the journey through the challenge that is National Novel Writing Month. You have fought valiantly against the odds and persisted in keeping your focus and drive aligned to write, despite many distractions, some cute and furry and eager to lay across your keyboard, and others like hand cramps and neck aches reminding you that your writer posture could be better. There's a saying attributed to John Lennon that goes, "Everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end." If you have not achieved your goal by the end of this week, then your story is not yet over. Get ready for the epilogue and the sequel, where the hero vows to rise again to triumph victoriously in the next challenge that will change what the hero knows about the world, their focus in life, and most importantly, the hero, you. I'm curious to know if you're feeling that rush to crush NaNoWriMo this week. Let me know in a comment on this episode's show notes page at podcast.amadvox.com. For reference, this is episode 26, or you can respond on Twitter at amadvox or use the hashtag amadvox, and I'll check it out. That's all I have today. Thanks so much for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend and rating and reviewing this podcast on iTunes. Doing either of those things would really mean a lot to me. Thanks so much again, and I will see you tomorrow.
You just heard A Mad Vox. I am one voice, but I know that you're out there too, waiting to use yours. Let's connect at podcast.amadvox.com. Follow A Mad Vox on Twitter and Instagram. And until next time, make something okay in the end.